You're listening to
The Reynolds Hot Box.
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 The Reynolds Hot Box.
Welcome to The Reynolds Hot Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media. I'm your guest host for this episode, Noah Lopez. Today, we'll be talking about students like me making documentaries. Producing a film in the small city of Reno seems such like a wild and foreign concept, but not for a small handful who have been working hard on films of their own. The Reynolds School of Journalism's annual Student Documentary Film Festival is right around the corner. We have seen students hard at work all semester long to produce short 15 to 20 minute documentaries about various topics of their choosing. As a fellow student in the class that takes part in producing the films, I sat down and talked with two out of the four teams about their projects, and I'll also be providing a sneak peek of the project showcasing the wide range of topics that anyone can enjoy. Jake Lorget, who is an assistant videographer and assistant editor for this project, The Palaya, is a film that covers the roots of the famous Burning Man event.
Yeah, so it's about a little bit of kind of the history revolving around Burning Man, but mainly diving into what it is, what it means to people, why it's a thing, what makes it so important to like Nevada's culture, and I guess the world culture too, because many people from around the world come to it every single year, and it's a big national or worldwide thing, but it just kind of explores into the Playa, the place where it happens year after year, and why that is such an integral part of our world.
Now here's a sneak peek of the Palaya. Another group is covering the history of an old Nevada drink. Mark Maynard, the director of the project, Pecan Land, The Quest for the Perfect Pecan Punch, explained what his film is all about.
So the Pecan Punch is a uniquely Basque American cocktail. It's not found in the Basque Country in Spain. It's only found in the Great Basin, mostly Nevada. And this is sort of a cultural history of the drink, the places where it's served, like the Basque hotels and restaurants, and really the people who enjoy it, who are not only Basque Americans, but also just Nevadans.
Now a sneak peek of Pecanland, The Quest for the Perfect Pecan Punch.
It is a American West cocktail creation.
Another group will be showcasing their documentary on an immigrant who resides in Nevada, diving into his culture and background. And that leaves one more documentary, the documentary I am directing. Our documentary goes over an owner of a local toy shop in Sparks that specializes in imported figures and other collectibles. Here's a sneak preview.
My hobbies are, you know, cars. I'm a big collector, so my collection mostly is statues, like 1/6 scale, 1/4 scale statues.
The class professor, Carrie Barber, has been running the film festival for several years. Barber gives her experience and feelings on why this film festival matters for the Reno local area.
Yeah, we've been doing this for several years now that we hold an end of semester film festival for the documentary filmmaking class. When I first started it, I really never imagined that people would want to come see student films, but it's gotten a huge audience through the years. There's just not a lot of local films or local opportunities to watch stories about the Reno area here. So actually the public seems to love it.
Barbara expresses her thoughts on the class as well as the stress she goes through every year.
Oh, at this point in the semester, I'm always stressed. I try not to let it on too much, but I'm always quite stressed about it. But I don't know, this is about my 6th year or so, and it's always worked out in the end. So I try to just remember that it always works out in the end. There's a French saying that it's not how you fall, it's how you land that matters. And I try to keep that in mind, because every semester somebody surprises me, because it looks like they're flailing along the way, but at the end, they really land on their feet. So I try to just have confidence in the process. And know that, you know, push comes to shove, we can sit down together and we can make magic happen in a few, you know, in the last week if we have to.
Tickets are now open. You can reserve your ticket for in-person viewing or watching at home for free. The film festival will be on December 6th in the Wells Fargo Auditorium and the UNR Knowledge Center at 6 p.m. For more information or to reserve your ticket, you can access the Eventbrite page by visiting the Reynolds School Instagram page at RSJ Nevada. Thank you for listening to the Reynolds Hot Box. Hope to see you at the film festival and vote for your favorite film.